Thank you, Mr. Davis. If members wouldn't mind, I'm going to make my way to the podium. Okay, good morning, members. We are back where we left off last week, and we postponed this demonstration due to some technical glitches. We were actually making tweaks to the mapping system that morning, and the system didn't like our suggestions. So we're back to announce and roll out our new GIS mapping system, which will be available to the public later today. And we wanted to give you all a first review. I'm joined today by Debbie Morris and Megan Nairbus, staff within the mapping and addressing and IT department, who have really been the workhorses behind this project, and the credit should go to them. I'm going to show you a few of the new technical advances and then hand it over to Megan for her to show even more what we're going to allow to be rolled out today. The reason we decided to look into our GIS mapping platform was simple. The current mapping information that's housed on the county server will not be supported at the end of this month. And we had to put all the new information on another server, and that gave us the opportunity to really take a really good hard look at the mapping system and information that we provide the public, and then make this change. And instead of just dumping the information into a new server, we've decided to totally change the platform and the user interactive element that folks have come to know. If anyone uses our mapping system right now, it's a bit clunky. It is not very reliable. Because we were on an old server, it is slow, and a lot of the information that you have available to you is quite hard to navigate. And this new system, we hope, will solve a lot of these issues and will improve the user interaction. Right now, this is what a constituent or a resident or someone that deals in real estate, how they would interact with our mapping system. This is one portal into the mapping system. And going in and doing a quick search with just using someone's name, you're able to go in and come to what I'll show you is a PDF version of our mapping system, which anyone that's relied on that knows that the information is hard to look at and navigate. All of this information contained on this page is great, but it doesn't do you any service because it doesn't show you where in the county it's located. When you do click on the link to go to the map, you're then put into this portal, which is a PDF. This PDF looks great, but it's really, you can't navigate it. You click on any of this information, nothing is available. When you focus down into the PDF, if you know what this information is, you're able to take these numbers, go back and cross-reference it with someone else, something else on our system, and figure out who owns these particular parcels. Again, not very user-friendly. When we make the switch today, all of this will be now enhanced and changed with our new GIS system. So, a good segue. When Debbie leaves today and turns on our new landing page, this is what the users will see when they go to Sussex County Mapping Applications. This is what we're calling our mapping landing page. This contains all the mapping and information material in one location. We discussed and rolled out our planning and zoning land use application a few meetings ago. This is the map that shows all of our, from 2010 to current, planning and zoning land use applications housed here. And then today, we are rolling out our Sussex County Map Viewer, which you click on this icon and you will now be taken to this platform, which we're very proud of. Contains all our information in one place as it relates to mapping and GIS information. This is a custom design template that we design. It mirrors the new original template that we use for our P&Z mapping application. And over here, you'll see these drop-down menus on the left-hand top corner that look a lot like our platform that we currently have. But all this information has been sort of reorganized and improved. What's interesting now that we're going to go to this new system and platform, as information is updated, it'll be placed on here streamlessly, that's a word. Any information that we may want to put up that comes from other sources, like for instance election districts from the state, we can place up here and make it available to our public. This platform will grow in time and will remain current. With any information that we decide to place up here. For example, you all know the big project that we are currently undergoing with the Salisbury State, where we're drawing our entire zoning map, so it will be current in real time. When that is completed this fall, that will be placed on this platform, and folks will be able to navigate that information. Let me give you a quick road test here and show you some of the material that is available. Everything that you want to show on your map is in this menu. So if you click these buttons on or off, the materials will come and go. For instance, if you want to see these county districts, which we're calling the county district menu, includes the zip codes, the fire districts, and the councilmatic districts, the election districts. By clicking on this material, this information will populate right in front of you. As you drill down further, you'll start to gain parcel information, and the material, as you get closer and closer, will be populated in this left-hand corner. So I just randomly clicked this parcel, and you can see this material that was uploaded. Everything that you would normally see in that stagnant mapping system that we had before is now contained in this menu here. Council district, fire district, school district, parcel information, tax information, address, it's all contained in one place. This interactive map highlights where you are viewing the parcel that you're viewing. If you want something turned on or off, you simply go over here and it disappears. If you want to change, a lot of folks are interested in knowing what the map looks like in what I call the Google template. This is what it looks like. And it's very reliable. It works well, it moves well with the user, the information is up to date, and we think it's a great interactive experience for the folks that are so inclined to use this information, which includes staff here in the county, folks that deal in real estate, assessors. We're very pleased at the way that
and this you can has print, come out. You can just print that page?
That is correct. So. There is a print function over here, which if you clicked and hit print map, it will print this parcel. We preloaded one for the sake of time that looks like this right here. This, again, is a custom template that we designed for our printing function. This happens to be a parcel we selected. It's the West Complex. You can see the index over here indicating what information that you're viewing. We're going to continue to work with this printing template to provide more information. We want more parcel information contained in your printout so that you know what you're looking at. But if anyone went on to our website now and tried to print out a parcel and had any experience doing that, they know how difficult that little function, which we think is quite essential, became. One of the things that we wanted to maintain is our search availability. Over here in the top right corner, there are four parcel type searches: tax ID, owner ID, address locator, and address layer. So a simple simple search terms in this box will allow you to search all the county maps, just the way that you do on our current system, but in a much more reliable and easier platform. So, in sum, this platform will be live in a few minutes as soon as we get done this presentation and Debbie returns to her office. It is a work in progress. We do have a few more recommendations that we're working with our staff and our consultant to get this up and running. We welcome the public's feedback as well. This is state of the art. This is as good as it gets. We viewed other GIS mapping systems throughout the country, and now I would put ours against any of those. We took the best and applied it to our platform. Megan is our technical guru. She's going to walk you through just a quick demonstration on some of the really interesting tools that the new system has. So, Megan, please.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here before you and to roll this out today, and hopefully you're pleased with our efforts, and if not, give us a call and we will see what we can do about that.
Yeah.
So just to run you through a couple of the search functionalities, in particular, our address layer, that is the address layer that we maintain in-house for the county, and just to give you an idea, we made it so that less is more. So if you know that the address of interest is 22215, and you go ahead and you search that, it will provide you with the results of every 22215 in the entire county, and it will bounce you around to each of those results. So for example, I knew I was looking for the one in Georgetown because I was interested in the West Complex, so I'm going to go ahead and drill down there. So to take a look at a few of these tools here, this identify button will allow me to select any layer that I have turned on to ID. So I can draw your attention quickly to this layer visibility. You'll see these little ID checkboxes. I need to check these on if I'm interested in drilling down further to that particular layer. So for example, if I look at my schools and libraries, I have to check and see, do I have the ID turned on for these layers? And I do. So what I'd like to see here, use my ID box, I want an ID on the library. You'll see in this area, everything that I have checked an ID has given me a result. So I have the parcel information, I have the library, I have the school district that I'm in, and it will bounce me out to each of those items of interest. So in this case, I was interested in libraries. And you'll notice on some of these layers, we have also built in URLs that will take you out to whatever that URL of interest is for that layer. So now we're at the Sussex County Department of Libraries. So there are different layers that have that functionality built in. School districts is one, libraries is one, and we can grow that if there is interest as well. But it's just a very comprehensive mapping system that we hope you find useful, and please feel free to call our mapping and addressing department if anyone, customers, council, if you have any questions. Our staff has been working with it for a few weeks so that they'll be able to accurately answer and assist anyone who has any questions.
I've used the old system, and I'm so glad to see this.
Me too.
Mr. President,
yes, sir.
May I? Quick question, and that would be first and foremost, thank you. And it was a huge effort wherever Mr. Lawson is. Where did he go? He's hiding. There he is. So for you and your entire team, I think it's amazing. And those of us who use this on a regular basis, the old system is very archaic and very challenging, and we're quite excited about this. As it relates to the county business, what I would be very curious to know is, does this function also have the ability to, for example, we make decisions on conditional uses and what those conditions are. So if a parcel has a conditional use attached to it, will that be here?
It can be, yes. So we are working on getting all of that built with the Salisbury project. It is not currently there, but that should roll out. We should have all of that live for you as well as it gets edited. And we have a license now to maintain that editing in our planning and zoning department. So as they are added, they should be live streamed to the internet for you.
Okay. I think that those are all things that are very important to the parcel and for the people to know.
So, yes.
Very good.
We should
Thank
have
you.
A layer that you can turn on and be able to see that.
Okay. Great. Yep. Thank you.
What are the people
going to be using this besides, like Robert here, he's a real estate man, so it's going to be very valuable to him.
Sure.
It's going to be valuable to the county. Now, who else would be so interested in this?
Lawyers.
Yes. Well, actually, you'd be surprised. When the old one goes down, our phones start ringing. So there are a lot of people out there who are using it.
People looking to buy homes.
But in what category are they in? They're not farmers.
You know,
farmers.
I don't ask,
sir. They're not the average person. So they're real estate people, correct?
They're average people.
Lawyers. Well, they are, sure.
Yes, I can. Thank you, Megan. I've actually had members of the agriculture community that are interested in our mapping systems because, one, they want to know who owns the property and what they're doing with it, if they're interested in renting it. And I've had folks contact me in that regard just to get general property owner information. They're driving down the road. They see what's happening. They come on our website, and they look it up.
So now, when I ride down the road, instead of really stopping and ask the guy, would he like to rent it, I'd be more technical about this. I'll stop and ask the county, can you look into me, find out if this man likes to rent this property, who owns it, how much money he has. They're even going to find out eventually how much margin he has against it, right? And they're going to find out how many buildings on it, how big the buildings are. I mean, we're even going to have the appraisal on this thing before we get done.
That information's already up on our website. So
is there anything else that we don't know about these people when we get done?
Well, all of this information is public information. So if they
walked
in this
public
building...
Public information is exactly right.
If they walked in the building today, they'd be able to gain access to anything that is already on our website. What we're trying to do is not make them drive to Georgetown to get the information.
I understand. And I'm going to open my door and say, look in, because everything else is all public information.
Are you trying to hide something, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, sir. It wouldn't be no need not for this.
I think you're trying to hide something.
Mrs. Deaver, you had a comment?
Yeah, I had a question about the timing.
Pull up his farm.
The timing of if we rezoned a piece of property, how does when does that go on? And you know, it's not developed yet, for instance. And at what point is that added so we would see that?
So that on that particular question, mm-hmm. that information currently is not maintained on any of our mapping systems. So as we go through the rezoning process and you all approve or disapprove zoning applications, it's not maintained. That project that is taking place at Salisbury State right now, we will have that information on this platform when it's done. And then as we go through new zoning applications, it will be maintained in real time. So I would say literally, upon approval here at this body, uh-huh. we will, within a certain amount of time, days, right. weeks, it'll be up on this platform. And we will be able to show that to anyone that has any interest in our mapping information.
I guess it would be there as soon as it's, appealing period has passed. Thank you, George. The period to appeal decision, once that's over, I guess that's where it would be, when it would be posted.
Oh, we haven't worked out the process yet uh-huh. as it relates okay. to the zoning question. Mm-hmm. The goal and the mission is to have that information up on our website and through our mapping platform.
And you can say what point it is, where it is.
Well, the maps are being drawn. They're already drawn. They're uh-huh. being verified, and that information is being put on this layer, I think they call it, at Salisbury State right now. That information is supposed to be in our hands this fall. Mm-hmm. Once we're verified and we like what we see, it'll be up on this system, and we will let you know that.
The zoning part.
And then going mm-hmm. forward, as zoning and conditional uses, all those applications are going to be maintained on our mapping system as approved uh-huh. or not approved.
Say you're looking for a piece of property in the county. Would that help you to, would that give you more information about what's likely to happen in your area? Is there anything about that? Since we're not looking at zoning so much now, but maybe in the future, huh?
A real-world scenario. If a person was looking to buy a lot and they wanted to know the land around it, what it mm-hmm. was zoned, once that information is contained on our website, they can find that lot, click on their neighboring lots, and know, is that AR1, is that B1, C1? And then with that information, they could ask and say, this is zoned C1. It's right next door to the lot I want to buy and build right. my house. What does C1 allow?
Okay. And that we would have that. Of course, it's in the code, but I mean, you don't go that far on this, do we?
Well, potentially that yeah. person would be smart enough to ask someone that knows what C1 would do, whether it's a county official, an attorney, a real estate agent, mm-hmm. and then gain that information.
Thank you. Great.
I got two questions real quick, Mr. Cole. Pending applications would be on there, right?
Yes, so we already have that platform in place. So as our land use applications are working forward, that information is contained in the other platform that we rolled out a few meetings ago. Looks like this.
Okay. That's the application.
Recall that. So you click on this. That's every live land use application, going back to 2010 up until literally a few weeks ago.
Okay. But it, we introduced one here Tuesday, like this morning or this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When will it get to, say, a pending application? So if somebody wants to find out where it's located,
It's a few days.
But that, I mean, but it'll eventually go pretty quick.
Yes.
Because that's where a lot of people want to find out, like, where exactly are these things? And how old is the imagery when we go to the pictures of like with the wooded areas? And the, how old is that imagery nowadays?
Megan, you want to answer that? Because you had a really interesting story yesterday.
So with, in an effort to not get too technical about it, because it is not the state-purchased imagery, it is not county-purchased imagery, it is an outside vendor, ESRI, who is patchworking this aerial imagery together. There are times that they will choose a certain year because it was clearer on that day when they flew over. You may have had clouds over your house and they can't see, or you may have had a very wooded area, and then they chose a leaf-off flyover so that they could see your house when the leaves weren't there. So they've sort of patchworked it together with different aerial flyovers. So being it's an outside vendor, you can't say exactly what year that is.
But what would be, is it like within 5 years or 10
typically,
years?
Typically, but yeah, there's no way
we
to discern
not,
exactly
we're not really
which
sure.
Year. Right. Now, the state is in the process of purchasing new imagery, and they do actually have imagery available for several different years, and one of the applications that we've discussed creating would be an imagery viewer, so you could see what it looked like in 1956, what it looked like in 1984, and put those on top of each other.
Changing.
And you would know exactly what those years were because the state flew it, and we know exactly what day, what year. So that would be another map viewer we could consider building out for you in the future. But for now, because of quickness and the ability to have good performance, we went with
like
the
people
the
concerned
product.
About trees. Or something you have a right. Largely you know, partially wooded, partially not, or whatever, and we could actually then see as a council here and look at some imagery, but then we're not 100% sure if it's how current is it. Right.
This is a great demonstration of that point. We found this parcel. If you look where my cursor is, this was flown over at a particular time of year, and then this layer shows. All I did was drop down, zoom down one layer, and this is another particular time, same exact parcel, obviously, but whatever flies, I guess it's a satellite, airplane,
planes.
Thank you. Takes these images at different times, and this is a great example of when.
Well, if we cross checked with, and I'm not like Google Earth. How current is Google Earth?
It's the same thing. It's the patchwork.
Theirs is a patchwork.
Correct.
So why are we using private planes or whatever? Why not use Google? Why not? Isn't it cheaper?
Did we pay for this?
We did not. No,
we don't pay for this imagery. This is imagery that's made available to municipalities, including the county and the state.
I can get a lot of that on Google. I mean,
so free is free.
Yes.
Mr. President, one other quick question / comment.
Mrs. Beaver.
Now, I know this may be dumb, but when we saw those icons on the map of Sussex County, I've seen that before, and I really can't relate to it. Are you saying that those are pending? What? Not this, but the icons, you know, where we have.
Yes.
You said all the applications.
That one right there. Right?
This one right here.
That one right there.
Yes.
What are you saying?
Okay, so we created what we're calling the Sussex County Land Use Application Docket. So when you want to find out what is taking place on land use applications, whether it's conditional use, change of zone, variance, special use exception, all of that process that takes place in this chamber is visually demonstrated on this map.
Correct. That's what you're
from saying. 2010 till current today. And we're maybe a few days behind, so the ones that will be introduced today will appear on this map in a few days. This, we wanted to make this tool available to the public so that they could see what's taking place in their neighborhood. And if you see one of the county's land use notification signs, the little yellow signs that are on the side of the parcel, you can look this information up using this. These that you see right here are all the 2015 either pending or live land use applications.
Doesn't say what kind.
It does. It's color-coded by year, and it's also has an icon. You can't see it because you're too far away. That's a Z, which stands for change of zone. You click on that, and the entire change of zone application appears in the left-hand corner. And then if you want to go back to the docket, you click on the hyperlink over here, and you have all the material relating to this change of zone in one place. So this was randomly picked. This is change of zone 1767. It looks like it was denied. If you want to view the material that is related to this application, it's all here on the single page.
It's on a single page.
It's all right there. So you can listen to the audio, you can listen, you can review the legal notice, you can see the minutes when they're approved. Everything's contained in one place.
And the only other thing that we could do or have should do, I guess, is go to the Office of Planning and Zoning and see the file. But that covers a lot there.
Before this docket was created, you would either have to call Planning and Zoning Department or navigate multiple places within our website to find this information.
That's really helpful.
So this was created from scratch, and like I said, these two get all the credit because this is their work product, not mine. I have no clue how to do anything I'm showing you.
Oh,
I can just show you.
So then, once approved, the icon's removed?
No, ma'am.
These are all pending.
It's memorialized on that map, so I can go back and show you the if I find my icon here. So we just looked at 2015s. I can go back to 2014, 13, 12, 11, or 10 just by clicking on here's 2010, 12.
All right.
So all the purple colored ones, this is all right here contained on this map. And it shows exactly what took place.
Help me understand. I'm sorry, but at what point are we on those?
We are current from the year 2010 till today.
That haven't been approved or haven't been built?
All the above, approved or denied.
Okay. So if it's denied, it's closed, and you don't remove the icon?
We are not removing the icon, no. If you came through the land use process starting in year 2010 till today, it's on this map and it's in the docket.
I've been asked for that many times and tried to create it. Thank you.
Charlotte.
Yes, Mr. President. Again, Mr. Lawson, I want to, because, we have but nearly 210,000 people in this county, and this is to serve them. So I think it's our duty to better serve our public, and I think this tool, it will allow them to do that, all of them. So we are grateful for that. Question I have truly is, I see this as a public service tool, potentially, along many things, but and I'll give you an example, violations. Are we able to sync with departments as it relates, and I'll give you an example. Number one, our public notices that we give out, I mean, will they show up on this? If there's be it a sewer, be it whatever, if we have to by law provide public service, public notice, will they show up on this?
If we wanted to put our public notices as it relates to what we're required by law, because it's a public hearing or an ordinance. The ordinances obviously wouldn't show up on a map, but the public notices as it relates to land use or sewer use, I think we could do that, yes. I think we could.
So,
I don't see why not.
Okay. Number two, because, we post it in a yard somewhere, and people a lot of times, well, I didn't know anything about it. And so I would see it as a backup or even in conjunction with it's here.
Now, in that scenario, if you've gone through the land use process and we're putting a yellow sign in your yard that says it's going through the land use process and this is the public notice on site, That's contained on this map. Perfect. So if you're doing that, that is housed here, yes.
Okay. And as it relates, do we have the ability to communicate directly with the state agencies? And I'll give you the example. We know that, publicly speaking, the chicken plant there in Millsboro, right? There's been a lot of contentious, a lot of dialogue as it relates to that plant. And the former tenant, there are many people who believe that there were violations, Denric violations, as in water quality, as in soil, brownfield issues. And if there is a violation and somebody wants to pull up that parcel, would we know it? Because I've met with those guys, and I had suggested that we need to have a law or whatever, because they should be, if there is a violation, the neighbors should know. If indeed there's something out there that is in violation, and it's a public service issue, then the public should be aware of it.
Sure.
So for me, I would see this as a great tool for that purpose. If somebody's wondering if there's a violation out there, a determined violation, would that show up?
So it's a consideration we could certainly make. As I tried to demonstrate, we would have, if it's a map, we'd have to draw the map. If it's a notice that we would have on a parcel, someone behind the scenes would have to identify that on the map, and then we make that available to the public. So there's got to be a connection there, the process. So if Denric violates a property and we have a process in place and we put that violation up here, or maybe Denric has a map that they maintain and they give it to us, we can also put it up on this. So there's a couple of questions that need to be answered before we say we can do this. I don't see why not. We just have to figure it all out.
Crime statistics, another example. Is that something that we can import? Because I know the DSP provides us those monthly reports, and we know that. And is that something that we would have up on our website?
If there's two methods. If they maintain a map and they give it to us and it's in the right language, then yes, we can put that up. If we choose to draw the map and make the map available, then we could do that as well. I'll give you a great example.
How many people are you going to hire to do all this?
Yeah.
But let me give
you a summer question. But
that's an important question.
Let me give you
how
a great
example. How much staff you got, Megan?
I was thinking too.
Yeah, exactly right.
I'll give you a great example. We just updated our FEMA flood maps as it relates to federally mandated update requirement. Those maps were maintained and drawn by FEMA. Once they were done, approved, went through the appeal process, ratified, enacted, that whole data set came to the county, and we now have it, and it's up there. They did all the drawing and everything else as it relates to what zone a flood zone should be. Once they shifted it over to us, we're able to put it up there. It's housed on our website. It's available for the public's review.
I don't even know why they're shifting it over to us, because they've already made the decision. It's already on the map. So why are we sitting here? FEMA's already made decisions. Whoever you're going to send to has made all the decisions. Same decision that I know, sitting on the Soil Conservation Board. If you want to cut down one or two trees, they want to know about it. In fact, George just brought it up a while ago. How about if we cut down a tree or two? You'll notice it on this map. I'll guarantee you the general public out here will not even be allowed to cut down a tree, but we won't know about it. And you're going to be in trouble if they do cut down trees. We've come to the point we are losing more of our independence. That's the word I'm using. Of course, I've been here. Rob wasn't even born long time before. I was born a long time before Robert got here. He's only like 7-8 years. I've been here 70-some years. I know the independence that I have lost sitting here and watching this government grow. This government is like a snake. It just keeps growing and growing and growing. And when will it stop? This is the point. We just admitted a while ago, they know exactly what's on my place, on my farm. They know everything about it. They probably could tell me this morning, somebody asked me how many cows I got. I couldn't probably tell them, but I bet you I take this map when they get done with it. They'll tell me how many cows I got, where they're located, and everything. They'll know more about me than I know about myself. Now, I think in one way, if we don't watch ourselves, we're going a little far. Now, I noticed here, Rob said a while ago, about the violations. But he didn't say anything about how about if we got on this map, there is no violation. Would they take our word for it that there is no violations whatsoever according to this pickle plant down here? See, We always look negative to this thing. Let's look a little positive also.
Mr. President, I am positive that we need to be do our job and keep the public better informed.
I know.
That's truly as I see it. It's plain and simple.
I'm not so sure that we have the obligation to do Denrec's work for them.
Sure. My point is it capable?
Or DSP, excuse me, or right. DSP's crime statistics.
Right.
Those are things I think they should be providing.
Right.
And I would imagine they probably got those somewhere.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. It might be something as simple as putting a on our website where you can go over to theirs.
Straight go to.
Yeah. I really don't think it's our obligation or our expense to generate all this stuff.
Right.
It would never end.
Thank you, sir. That concludes my presentation on our new technology.
Thank you.
And
very good. Thank you
and your staff very much.
Good job.
Now, Mr. Lawson, we're going to jump from